Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The temptation for modern men, even those who call themselves Christians, is to emulate the Israelites who lived during the period of the Judges. The inspired writer says concerning the Jews, "In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes." Judges 17:6. Humanist Manifestos 1 and 2 advocate the same philosophy in these words. Ethics is autonomous and situational, needing no theological or ideological sanction. Page 17. The word autonomous means self-law or self-rule. The word situational means that nothing is right or wrong within itself. It all depends on the situation. Is it wrong to commit adultery? The situation ethicist has to answer. It all depends on the situation. If committing adultery does not hurt you or your partner or someone else, it is not wrong. An illustration of a modern columnist's view of right and wrong should be instructive. In the Tennessean, Monday, December the 24th, 2001, Cal Thomas wrote an excellent article with the title, "Farewell to a Liberal Columnist Who Never Could Quite Get It Right." Cal Thomas was speaking of Anthony Lewis of the New York Times. After 50 years of being a columnist, Lewis is retiring from the newspaper business and will teach at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. When Ronald Reagan referred to the former Soviet Union as an evil empire, Lewis sought to debunk the former president's speech, insisting that the notion of evil is not a proper metaphor in our modern sophisticated world. Lewis was asked if he still supported socialism. He said he was still for it, even though it does not work. Page 7a. All of this leads me to ask you, what did God expect of His people under the Jewish covenant? The following words cannot be misunderstood, unless you have a strong desire to misunderstand plain language. God told the Israelites, "You shall diligently keep the commandments of your God, and His testimonies, and His statutes, which He commanded you." Deuteronomy 6:17. One theme that occurs over and over in the Old Testament is the responsibility of the Jews for keeping God's commandments. Although some of the Jews did not keep God's commandments and had no intention of doing so, they knew the commandments and knew what God expected of them. God had plainly told them, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall honor your father and your mother," and so on. The reason many of the Jews disregarded God's commandments was because they wanted greater freedom to do as they pleased. They did not want God interfering in their lives. They often disregarded the Sabbath because they wanted to do their work and engage in other forbidden activities on that day. The Jews should have known that keeping God's commandments constituted righteousness. David wrote, "My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness." Psalm 119, 172. If the Jews did not keep God's commandments, they could not be righteous in His sight and in the sight of good men. But that is no longer true under the new covenant, is it? If we have to keep God's commandments, is that not earning salvation? Do you remember what Peter said at the house of Cornelius? "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he who fears Him and works righteousness is accepted of Him." Acts 10:34 and 35. If we fail to keep God's commandments, we prove that we do not love God. Our Lord Himself said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John 14:15. The Apostle John explained what Christians must do. "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous or burdensome." 1 John 3:5. Thank you, and may God bless you.